Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, my name is Dove Knight, and the topic of the show is just normal people scare me. As I mentioned before, I had to deal with the normal people. You know, people who are everyday life, who don't think outside the box. They think everything is based on from how they grew up or they are controlling others and telling others what to do with their lives or are under control by other people or organizations. So an example of a normal person or robot is a person who is born into a family and their family put pressure on them to work with the family business, and they make all their decisions based on what they church. The priest wants them to do, or their mother, father wants them to do, and they have other goals and ambitions, but they don't go along with it because they want to fit in with the family and keep good with their family, but they're unhappy. Or they're in denial about their feelings and who they are. They marry someone who that their mother and father favored, or they choose a job, they choose people who are, you know, who've been approved by their family, or they don't want to stand out or be ostracized, even though they have different agendas. In other words, they don't make decisions for themselves. And that's a lot of people who are like that. And it's ingrained in this society because the society teaches us to be normal. A normal robot is just someone who's controlled or who's told what to do or controlling others. This is how it is. And that is the way it's supposed to be. Unfortunately, we live in a society or a world where we must be ourselves in order to be happy. Unfortunately, the normal people can have caused a lot of trouble because when it's taken too far, where this idea that you're supposed to act a certain way or do a certain thing, they can become prejudiced, you know, like the KKK and other hateful groups. They control others. They tell others what to do. People who make fun of people because they're different than they are. They live their life based on maybe if it's not the past or based on pressure from others, not from their own ideas. And the truth is, we have to be ourselves. I'm naturally who I am. I realize that more so, and I'm naturally who I am as far as ideas. I'm open-minded to a lot of things. Normal people tend to be not to, or to be constricted to one certain way of life. While it's very difficult to be, let's say, an oddball, but I'm not an oddball that's, you know, way out or try to be way out intentionally. For others, they think an oddball is a crazy person. Or, you know, someone who, for example, someone who dresses, you know, in leather, or, you know, for some people, they think it's odd to marry someone of a different religion or race, which is prejudice. So that is what it is. Religious zealots, people who believe of old-fashioned values based on their backgrounds and try to be prejudiced or hurt other people who looks different or act differently. Believe me, if the world was more open-minded, if we got that normal philosophy out, that limited philosophy out, we'll be a better place. Because love expands through open-mindedness and originality, not necessarily through conformity. And that was a thing that I had because I never fitted in. I tried to fit in that box, that square box where you had to do this to be accepted. You know, because TV and peer pressure and the media, everything around in the world denotes what you have to do, what you have to look like, what you have to be, how you look like, how you think, what you wear, what job you have, denotes the existence that you have to be in a certain situation. And that's not fair. We have to think outside the box because everybody is different. Everybody has different talents. And I know that since I'm very much who I am, I trying to fit into the box. When I was young, I was made fun of. I was ridiculed. I was picked on all the time. I was harassed. And then I realized that there's no way I could, you know, be accepted by the limited people. And I'm glad because a lot of them got a lot of problems. I would have more problems than I do now. And one of the reasons why is, you know, being those people who are themselves, you know, the originals, or they say the space cadets, really they're the people who live life on their own terms. It's because society is not naturally accepting of people who think and act different. And there's nothing wrong with it. We're changing, we're learning more about people because people are diverse. And we also realize that the odd people, or the people who are, they're not really odd, they're just themselves, transform the world in a better place. You look at your religious heroes, you look at your musical heroes, you look at political heroes, you look at a lot of these heroes are very much who they are because they know that inside that everybody is unique. There's no such thing as normal. Normal is no such thing as normal as far as everybody thinking and acting and living the same way. They cannot happen. There is a thing with normal. If you're talking about health-wise, you know, like you break a leg or something, maybe in that sense, I would say stable, you know. And a lot of people who very much who they are or live their life who don't fit into the box of conformity suffer a lot of atrocities because of ignorance and because people, you know, and cruelty as well as you know, wrong place at the wrong time, you know. But things have changed. But still, we must realize that everybody has their own unique side to them. That's very much who they are. While we all are 99.9% the same, whether we're black, white, Asian, I mean, Mongoloid, Caucasoid, Negroid, they're all 99.9% the same physically. What's inside the 1% is where there's the personality that separates everybody. Because we all have our individual talents and we all have our individual unique ideas. Like, for example, somebody trying to conform me or want me to be, because I got an MPA. MPA is like an MBA, to be a supervisor. They're not going to hire me as a supervisor. First of all, MPA, Masters of Public Administration, is not just for supervising a public organization. Of course, there's a lot of MPAs who supervise a private organization too. Same level, pretty much the same as a Masters of Business Administration. The difference is government. Problem is that some people with MPAs, which I know, have went on to be in politics. They have been went on to be professors, because your master, you know, got their P. One person got their master. Several people got their PhDs after they get their MPA. They work in the government, or they do something else. Everybody's an individual. I can't do something that someone else is trying to conform me into, because I'm not necessarily interested in being a supervisor at this time, but I do have, a label that I ran a little while. But, the point is that I make my own decisions. I think for me, of course it's great to be a supervisor, but that's not what I wanted to do. And plus, if I had a chance, I don't think they would hire me. They want somebody with experience working in that particular field. Course, if I could or if I would, I think that's it would depend on the circumstances, and it would also be unrealistic. So I think that I want to be a singer, rock star, or I was a supervisor being in music or whatever, but it doesn't matter. I'm a unique person. I make my own decisions. So the situation is that we all have to let people live, because it's the only way for us to find the answer to the true meaning is freedom and peace of mind. Unfortunately, we won't have a peace of mind when people are still trying to control other people and tell them what to do, or try to limit other people's potential because of or their lives because of prejudice or because of ignorance. Gay marriage, or what's the other one? You hear it all the time. Anti-gay, anti-women, age discrimination, religion discrimination, anti-Semitism, et cetera, and it includes people, Irish, Catholic. Some people don't want to be around Catholics, which is not good either. So what I'm trying to say is that we are all individuals. We got to get beyond the conformity. Conformity is limited. It's to some degree, and it does involve prejudices and so on, because people are scared and fear of somebody who thinks or acts or live differently than they are. And that's not fair to the person who's living and acting and thinking different than others, because that's part of life. Let people live. Not everybody's gonna be like each other. The world was not made out that way. Evidence have shown that the world gets better when we allow diversity, because it involves innovation and increases the chances for human beings to survive when we have these unique people around us, because they can turn out to be an innovative doctor, a musician, because dreams and lives can be expanded. And that's why we can't be normal. I am not a normal person. I can't be. I had to think outside the box. I had to be myself, original. But so is everybody else. Good night.